There's so much we can't control, but to know that we can do the next step.
The next step. Those words have kept Brooke Parks in good spirits throughout her treatment for breast cancer ever since she was diagnosed this past summer at age 36.
I'm sort of naturally an anxious person, and it's been really interesting that, like, the thing in my life that I would have thought would make me the most anxious hasn't. I've been really at peace with each step.
Brooke's upbeat attitude inspired her loved ones, who came together to send in a stack of nominations that led to Brooke being one of 10 women selected for the Indianapolis Colts Pamper Her Pink event. The Colts partnered with Tyler Mason Salon and Spa for the event, giving women who are either currently battling breast cancer or who have survived it a day of pampering and relaxation to honor their fight.
I think it's a really neat event. And I mean, again, living in a context where we aren't just necessarily like surviving this and, you know, sort of slogging through, but we get to do fun things along the way is really cool.
Brooke said that the nominations are amazing and that her support system has been an important part of her journey.
While I am the only one they can give the treatments to, people can't share that load. They can share the rest of the load. And that has been incredibly helpful to know that, like, whatever we need, there is somebody that will help us with that.
Perhaps the most important show of support has come from her 4-year-old daughter.
I actually started losing my hair. I was in the hospital for complications with my first port. And she came to see me in the hospital, and I had put a covering on, you know. But I had told her I was going to lose my hair. And she came in and she said, "Did you lose your hair?" And I said, "Yeah, I did." She said, "Oh, let me see it." And she ripped it off and just started rubbing my head and loved it. And she said, "I love it. I love your bald head." And so for me, I was like, okay, like, she has shown me, like, to be less concerned about that sort of thing. I think ultimately, you know, I mean, this is in God's hands, and we're in good hands in that case.
Colts Community Tuesdays are supported in part by CBS4.